where lawmakers on the January 6th committee are holding another public hearing today. They are looking into extremist groups that stormed the Capitol last year and possible links to Donald Trump and his allies.
So we are watching that, but also the summer heat that's broiling parts of the West. In Texas, temperatures will soar well past 100 degrees today. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas, or ERCOT, is asking customers to reduce the amount of power they use. And there's still plenty of summer left. Daniel Cohan is Associate Professor of Civil and Environmental Engineering at Rice University in Houston. Professor Daniel, start with ERCOT and the grid, which functions differently in Texas than it does in other states. So quickly remind us, what is ERCOT and what does it do?
We're unique in having a grid that's isolated from the rest of the country. So most of the Western U.S. all the way up into Western Canada is connected. The Eastern U.S. up into Eastern Canada is connected. And here in Texas, we're on an island that ERCOT manages. And so things fall within the state's control, within ERCOT as the grid manager. And that means that we can't export power when it's abundant, and we can't bring in power at times when we need it most.
Well, and people are going to remember immediately, and I'm sure they are in Texas, February 2021. You know, hundreds of people died after they lost power for days when there was that terrible winter storm. And that's when many Americans first learned that Texas could not bring in power. So there's concern now with this heat wave. What is your sense of what those concerns are? Because they're saying no rolling blackouts yet.
We're not at risk of the real tragic conditions we had last February. The risks we faced this summer with these severe heat waves that keep setting records day after day are that there could be a couple of hours that get tight. So far, we haven't had problems. So far, we haven't had rolling blackouts at all. But if we ever did have problems, it would be very localized. It would be just a few percent of customers that might be affected. And things could return back to normal as soon as the temperatures cool down in the evening or as soon as the winds pick back up to give us more power supplies. So no reason for panic for people who went through the real tragedy of last winter, but you know, in a modern and wealthy economy, we shouldn't have to be worrying about the situation so often.
For the people saying, well, Texas is hot, you know, there's nothing unusual. Why is it unusual? I mean, why is this happening?
We're getting a very hot and dry summer. We're in a pretty severe drought in parts of the state. We've been 100 degrees for many days of this summer after really getting lucky for a few summers. We're here in Houston, for example, we hadn't hit 100 in a couple of the recent summers. And it had really been since 2011 when we had really severe heat waves and really severe drought. Climate change is loading the dice, so we're more often going to get these heat waves come through, but they don't happen every summer. And now it just happens to be a summer when it is very hot and dry here.
And is it possible, I mean, Texas is an oil state, but is it possible that Russia's attack on Ukraine and what that's done to oil shortages has impacted Texas?
Where we see the effects of the Russian invasion is really through natural gas, is that it's driven up natural gas prices, and that's already being reflected in our bills, is that electricity prices largely fluctuate based on the price of natural gas, and those prices have been shooting up this year. So that's not really contributing to the scarcity. It's not that we have shortages of natural gas right now, but it is making electricity more expensive for people and for businesses here.
Right, and electricity runs the aircon, and we can hear it behind you there at the university. Because when you're in these buildings, I mean, it's impossible in some buildings where you can't open windows. You have to run the air conditioning. So I'm wondering, did people respond to ERCOT's request that they cut down usage?
We know that there were responses from big industry. So big industry gets incentives for turning down their power use when these calls come from the grid. We know the biggest customers here at Rice. You know, the lights were out on my hallway yesterday because Rice was doing its part to reduce power use. The call goes out to customers. We got it on our apps and on our emails telling us to turn up the thermostats to 78 degrees, to wait until night, to run our dishwashers and washing machines. How much people respond tends to be very low because for the most part, we don't get strong incentives to shift when we use power. Most of us pay a fixed rate for each unit of electricity, and so there's not a financial reason that we have to shift power like they're asking to. So most of the flexibility tends to come from big industry and other big customers.
And they do have incentives, right? Have I got that right?
Right. They get rewarded for using less power when it's needed most. And we have even Bitcoin mining operations that have moved into the state, and they're very sensitive to the power prices and really flex their operations based on those real-time power prices.
Right. Daniel Cohen, I'm just wondering, you know, what happens now? People in other parts of the country reacting to especially climate change-induced weather events, they're not going to want to just turn their air conditioning up and down or they turn their lights on and off. What's the long-term thinking?
Well, for the rest of this summer, we could face tight conditions into August. August is usually our hottest month. For Texas, the prospects looking ahead are actually pretty hopeful that we're going to get some improvements the next couple of summers. Climate change and our growing population is driving up demand, but we're adding wind and solar farms even faster. And it's especially the growth of those solar farms that is the reason why the lights have stayed on this summer. And we're expecting so much new solar power to come on by next summer and the summer after that, that these summer afternoons probably won't be nearly as tight as they were this year.
Hmm. Daniel Cohen, assistant professor at Rice University there in Houston, Texas, which is sweltering. Daniel, thanks, and, you know, stay cool.
Thanks, Robin.